101.5. Blown Off on The Miguel Show.
I love when you meet someone in a situation like this. You're drinking at Ferg's. It's very casual. And then you see someone across the bar and you're like, well, hello there. And Antonia, that's what happened to you with Yancey, right?
Exactly, yeah. I was just out with my girlfriends and this super hot guy was at the bar. So, you know, it was pretty exciting. And I never, ever do this, but I guess it was because of the alcohol. I made the first move. I went up and started talking to him.
Oh, okay. And so when you're drunk, to me, and you someone starts talking to you like that, were you touchy-feely on him, or what happened?
I mean, we ended up making out in the parking lot.
Okay,
it went pretty well. Yeah, so we exchanged numbers and everything and wanted to go out again. So it was, I don't know, I thought it went really well. And so we went out and to Three Daughters Brewery.
Okay.
And it was a great time, even better than the first. So
wow.
I just don't understand why I haven't heard back from him in 2 weeks.
Did you guys make out in that parking lot?
Yeah, of course.
This girl really likes parking lots.
She's such a yeah. I mean, you got to keep the tradition up. That's if true. You did it the first time. Now,
I mean, he had expectations after the first parking lot, so.
Well, interesting. I wonder maybe if this is why you've been blown off. Did it move beyond the parking lot? Like, did you go to his house? Did he go to your house?
No.
Okay,
not after the first time.
Okay, so you kept it very...
Excuse me. She is a classy lady, okay? She saves those things just for parking lots.
Hey, listen, there's nothing wrong with that, girl. Parking lot, house, you can do it whatever. Well, Antonia, let's try to get Yancey on the phone so we can figure out why he's blown you off. We'll do that in 3 minutes on the new Hot 101.5. All the hits, fewer commercials.
Go! Bring it back! The new Hot 101.5. Blown Off on The Miguel Show.
Antonia met Yancey at Ferg's, where they made out in the parking lot. Then they actually exchanged numbers, went out on the date. Then they went to Three Daughters Brewery, where they had a great date, made out in the parking lot again. And she hasn't heard from him. So are you ready for us to get him on the phone, Antonia?
Yes, please. I need you guys' help.
So, Antonia, Miguel is going to call Yancey. You can stay on the phone, but make sure that you stay quiet or mute it so that he doesn't know you're there, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, is this Yancey?
Yeah, this is Yancey.
Hey, Yancey, this is Miguel and Phoebe from the new Hot 101.5 and The Miguel Show. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm good.
Thanks. I know, this sounds really weird, but we are just calling because we have a mutual friend in Antonia, and she met you at Ferg's, and y'all went on a date, and she really, really enjoyed her time with you, and she was just wondering why you haven't given her a call back.
Well, I mean, I really enjoyed my time with her as well. I mean, you know, when a girl walks up to you in a bar and you're like making out minutes later, it's a very cool thing. You know, her name is Antonia, and that just doesn't, I can't get into that name at all.
Why?
To be honest, it's my grandmother's name, and that's,
Are you serious? That is so dumb.
Oh my God. Oh, wait, hold on, Antonia. Yancey, we actually have Antonia on the phone right now. I mean, I feel like that's a little weird, Yancey, don't you think? I mean, I understand that's your grandmother's name, but...
Hey, Antonia. I can't make out someone name. And I tried to call her Tony. And, you know, in other variations of the name, but she constantly corrected me on it, letting me know her name
because
was.
Because Tony is not my name. Why would you call me Tony? Tony's not my name. And why would you have to think of your grandmother? That's just weird. That's so weird. If I see a John, I'm not going to think of, oh, my grandfather's name is John, so this must be the same John. No.
I can't have my tongue in my grandmother's mouth.
No. I can't. Took a weird turn.
Or in other places, I can't do it.
Oh, this is so gross. Why?
I mean, I can see when you put it in those terms, if you are in the bedroom and you're getting really excited and you're like, oh, Antonia, and then all of a sudden your poor grandma with an apple pie pops into your head, they may be a little weird.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But I mean, it's not like Antonia's name is Nana. You know, like, I don't think that you called your grandma Antonia.
You probably called her Grammy or something. don't call me Grammy in the bedroom, and then we'll be fine.
Well, I mean, everything else is great, but you insisted that I call you Antonia, and that just has some intimacy challenges. You know, you got to try extra hard on some stuff, and it just is not that. I cannot explain it, but it's my grandmother's name.
You know what? It doesn't even matter. It doesn't even matter because, you know what? Your name's Yancy, honestly. What kind of name is Yancy? I mean, you really, it sounds like a Muppet. I mean, come on.
Blown off. If you missed it, listen now on the Hot 101.5 app. Free for your iPhone or Android.